AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A former University of Cincinnati police officer wearing prison stripes entered a not guilty plea today to killing a motorist he stopped for failing to have a front license plate on his car. Kimberly Thomas, a friend of the victim, says the officer wasn't following proper protocol during the traffic stop.
He knew his rights. He knew he didn't have no right putting his hands on that door and open it up. So he said, "What you doing? Why you opening up my door?" And then he get his gun out. He like, "Hold on, I already know." He panicked when he seen that gun.
French authorities have moved a piece of aircraft debris from a beach to the local airport on the island of Reunion in the Western Indian Ocean. They'll send it next to the city of Toulouse in France, where it may arrive as early as Saturday morning. The man who discovered the piece of wing floating in the surf also found a piece of what looks like a suitcase about 8 feet away, although it's unclear if there's any link to the piece of wing. Australia's deputy prime minister tells the Australian Broadcasting Corporation experts will want to establish positively that the wreckage is from a Boeing 777.
It's another step then to establish that the parts come from the particular 777 that operated MH370.
Even if the so-called flaperon is confirmed to be from the jetliner, there's no guarantee investigators can still find the plane's recorders or other remains a year and a half after the plane disappeared. No injuries reported after a landing gear on a Spirit Airlines jet caught fire after touching down this afternoon at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Stocks ended the day mostly flat, recovering from broad losses earlier in the day. This is AP Radio News. Coast Guard officials are still trying to determine the source of a mysterious miles-long oil slick off the coast of Santa Barbara County, California, but a scientist says it's likely the result of naturally occurring seepage from the seafloor. Still no sign of those two teenage boys who capsized boat was found off the coast of Florida last week. The Coast Guard continues to search for them in the Atlantic. One of the boy's uncles says the search is moving up the coast.
The search has continued north every day since day one, so obviously with the Gulf Stream and currents and whatnot, the Coast Guard has directed us north, and that's who we're following.
A Florida family tells police they came home to chicken bones and empty beer bottles scattered around their kitchen floor and a would-be robber passed out on the sofa. After taking 22-year-old Jacob Miller into custody, sheriff's deputies found jewelry on his body. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.